It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. On Thursday, the Department of Homeland Security published a list of states and hundreds of local jurisdictions that it says obstruct the enforcement of federal immigration laws. Homeland Security took the list down on Sunday.
This initial list of sanctuary jurisdictions included four places in Wisconsin, the cities of Madison and Milwaukee, along with Dane County and Shawano County.
Shawano County voted overwhelmingly for Trump in November and doesn't have any immigration sanctuary policies on the books.
We're checking in with two Wisconsin communities on that list about the developments.
Starting with Shawano County Administrator Jim Davel. We spoke yesterday. Here's how he reacted to seeing his county on the list.
Very surprised. That was the initial reaction. Then the next reaction was, what caused us to be on the list?
What caused you to be on the list, do you think?
We, at this time, have no clear answer on that. There's been speculation because several months ago, the county board did a resolution about the Second Amendment and sanctuary county for that. But there's been no resolutions or policy changes here at the county regarding anything with ICE, immigration, etc. So we're not really sure why we made the list. Additionally, as we understand it, Homeland Security is now taking down the list.
True,
so I think
yes.
There might be some issues with that.
Have you received any communication from the Department of Homeland Security or from the Trump administration, for that matter, throughout this confusion in recent days?
No direct communication. We did reach out to the counties association that's assisting us with getting at least a message to Homeland Security, trying to find the right individual and kind of peel back the onion as to what occurred. You know, like I said, we were very surprised. It was not something that we kind of go out and look for things like that. And so we just really want to fully understand what occurred.
What kind of relationship does Shawano County Sheriff's Office have with ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, and other federal authorities?
I think it's a good relationship. We haven't really had any ICE, in our county, to my knowledge, recently. But I think there's always been a good relationship that we've had with other law enforcement, being that with state or federal. So that's, again, why we were very surprised that this happened.
Does Shawano, the city or the county, detain people specifically because of their immigration status?
No. We don't have enough deputies, police, etc., just to go around and look for people regarding immigration status. And quite frankly, it's not a big topic that the Sheriff's Department deals with. Occasionally, you might have something like that, but it's not something that's really come up recently, honestly.
You mentioned that this list has come down. Is that enough to say problem solved for Shawano County, or are there some lingering fallout from this?
I think the one thing is it did come down, so that kind of helps with some of the media requests, etc. But again, I think for us, it's to have the full story as to why it occurred. And if there was something that the county did unbeknownst to us by accident, or if there was something else that the federal government was looking at to say, hey, they're not in compliance. And if that's the case, then we would like to know why, right? And then we would appropriately address that kind of situation.
From what I understand, you are supportive of President Trump. Shawano County voted overwhelmingly for Trump. Is this what you expected, this situation, when you voted for him?
I don't think anybody would have expected this situation. I think most folks really think it was a kind of a paperwork error, honestly. I don't think it was meant to kind of slight Shawano County by any stretch of the means. But I think, again, there was probably just some kind of office mess up, if you will, that caused this. But we really would like to know what the heck the reason was behind it.
I wonder, do you think this list in any way is an overreach of federal authority that could undermine local control in Shawano County and local autonomy? What is your take on that?
Well, I think it's a politically divisive topic right now across really our nation and our state. From our standpoint is, you know, we think we're doing the right thing by supporting our fellow agencies. So I don't understand why this would have even come up with us. And again, we're just trying to figure out what the issue was.
Jim, if Department of Homeland Security puts out another list, publishes another one, are you confident that Shawano County won't still be on it?
I think I am confident, but I would like to talk to them before they, you know, I guess I wish we would have known that there was a list coming out. You know, that would have been nice to know. And then if we were on it, I think there should have been some dialogue with the counties, etc.
Jim, thank you for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me.
That is Jim Daval, Shawano County Administrator. We spoke yesterday about his county landing on the Trump administration's list of jurisdictions not complying with federal immigration laws. Now we're turning to the other Wisconsin county on this list. Melissa Agard is Dane County Executive, a former Democratic state senator from Madison. Melissa, welcome back to Wisconsin Today.
Thanks for having me.
What was your reaction to Dane County landing on this list?
Well, frankly, I was appalled. Not surprised based on the tactics that the Trump administration has used throughout his time as our president and his political career. But to me, this really felt more like a political move and nothing to do with public safety for people here in Dane County. And, you know, I think similarly to the county administrator from Shawano County, it is clear that the creation of this list lacks transparency and accountability in how it was compiled and is just continuing to stir chaos in our communities.
Do you consider Dane County and Madison to be a sanctuary jurisdiction?
Well, what I do believe about Dane County is that we are a welcoming and inclusive community. We're the fastest growing county in the state of Wisconsin. And I know that we are following the law. We also believe in protecting the dignity and the safety and the humanity of all the folks who do call Dane County home. And I very much believe that this is a threat from the Trump administration that is baseless and politically motivated and is endangering the health, well-being, and safety of the 600,000 people that live here.
Have you had communication either with the federal government or other authorities around this issue and this list?
We found out that we were on this list on X, formerly Twitter, and have not received any additional communication from anyone in the Trump administration. And we're surprised, frankly, to see the list removed on Sunday with no further communication.
Are you concerned at all about potential retaliation from the federal government if it continues to accuse Dane County of noncompliance with federal statutes?
So, you know, I've been concerned since January, quite frankly, about the well-being of the people who do call Dane County home. And I know, frankly, that it is vitally important for us to stay as on top of this as absolutely possible. So we are working with legal experts and monitoring this very closely as we have everything under this current administration. And we are ready to fight back if need be, because it is my job as the Dane County Executive to make sure that I am taking care of the health, safety, prosperity for people here in Dane County. And this list and these attacks stand in our way of being able to do that.
So our neighbor, Illinois, had nearly every one of its counties on the list, close to 100, I counted. Were you surprised Wisconsin had just two counties called out?
Well, I did, with a lot of curiosity, click on the links and look at the maps across our nation. And I noticed that some states had no one listed, and other states had nearly every community listed. And then states like Wisconsin just had a battering. And as we've seen, the difference between Shawano County and Dane County is pretty stark when it comes to how folks vote top of the ticket. But again, as the county administrator from Shawano County pointed out, we don't have the resources and the tools to go out into our communities. It's not our job to go out in our communities and do the bidding for the Trump administration. So, you know, it is vitally important that we realize that This is dangerous. These are dangerous actions, and it's a false narrative. It's deterring people from what it is, the work that we need to be doing as a county to lift up and work in the best interest of our constituents.
Then how would you describe Dane County and the Sheriff's Department's relationship with ICE and other federal authorities?
Well, it is the job of Dane County, not the job of Dane County, to be doing the bidding of the Trump administration. And I am quite confident that we are not breaking any laws, and in fact are working in the best interest and within the parameters of the laws to take care of the people here in Dane County. It is our job to follow all applicable federal and state laws. And I don't believe that in my attorneys that I've spoke to does not believe we are out of compliance with any of them. And it is the federal government's role to provide oversight of immigration. And our county government is determined to continue to provide very high quality services for our residents, which is our mission. We are not immigration enforcement.
So if Homeland Security puts out another list, and presumably with Dane County still on it, how will you proceed?
So we are working, as I mentioned earlier, every single day to monitor what is happening in Washington, D.C. and its impacts on our community. It is my hope that people here in Dane County understand that we value them, that we're going to do everything that we can to make sure that they are not bullied, and they're not, we're not turning our backs on our neighbors. There is a reason why we are the fastest growing county in Wisconsin. And we will continue to work every single day to ensure that we are a place of hope and opportunity and safety for folks.
Melissa, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Melissa Agard is Dane County Executive. She was with us to discuss Dane County appearing on the Department of Homeland Security's now deleted list of sanctuary jurisdictions not complying with federal immigration law. Earlier, we heard from Shawano County Administrator Jim Davil about why he believes his county was included by mistake.